Lord willing, next spring, we are planning a seminar on music, and I'm hoping we can get young people, and if you have some ideas and ways of getting the word out to young people, because there's people that are dabbling in this stuff, they walk into it, and it doesn't matter if your church allows it or doesn't allow it, it doesn't matter if churches allow recorded music or not, the people are in it, and it's a serious problem. The problem is young people get involved in this stuff, and then all of a sudden they decide they want to be a Christian, and so they get rid of all their music, and they become church members. Now, how does the devil get in the church? It's through you and I. But if you haven't taken care and closed the doors that were opened up to Satan and all these demonic forces through the music, those doors are still wide open. And if you don't take care of that stuff, it's a good way to get the devil in the church. I was talking to a bishop recently, and he says, "Are you serious?" I said, "Yes." He didn't even know that this stuff gets taken into a temple room. Occult books and literature. The first two I want to look at is Secrets of the Psalms and 6th and 7th books of Moses. These are relatively old. They are still around. A few years ago, I was talking to a man, and they said they were going to through their parents' estate, and they found the book, the 6th and 7th books of Moses, and the family was like, "We need to put that one on the sale. This one will really bring a lot of money in." But he said he watched his chance, and he took it out to the burn pile. He said he's never heard anything about it, but he did sneak it out, and I said, "Well, way to go." They do teach Egyptian sorcery. I'm just going to talk about a few more that are a lot more common, that are a lot more familiar with us. And that is the, and I'm not going to be able to cover them all, but this one is fairly common. It's the Twilight series books. They're geared toward teenage girls. It's a romance book, a romantic relationship between a teen girl and a 108-year-old vampire. A vampire is someone that lives on human blood. And if you think that's just a figment of the imagination, it is not. There are real vampires around. I was sitting in a waiting room one day, and I was looking at a magazine. I think it had to do with one of the Prince Charles's boys. I think it was The Wedding. And I was reading it, and I found it rather interesting, and then I turned the page because I didn't know if the article was at the end or not, and it was. And at the bottom corner, there was a picture of a person, and it was like the word vampire just stood out. And I saw it, and it was like, now what was that? So I opened the book again, and I looked, and I started reading. And it actually described vampires. And we tend to think that these type of people might be people that are the long-haired hippie style people. They are not. It actually talked in there about most vampires will be dressed in suit and tie. And they are real. They're not just an imagination. Now, this Twilight series books is geared towards that. The books are filled with witchcraft. Harry Potter is another one. This one is geared towards 10-year-olds. And the whole reason Harry Potter material came out is to teach 10-year-olds, or to teach sorcery on a 10-year-old level. The adult world has gone crazy over it. And both J.K. Rowling, which is the author of Harry Potter, and Stephanie Meyer, which is the author of Twilight series, have actually, they actually claim and say that they have channeled with demons when they wrote their material. And Stephanie Meyer actually said she had an encounter with the demon one night, and it was very scary. And by the way, Stephanie Meyer is actually Mormon. We don't have time to get into some of those, but that's something else that we should get into. This one here, C.S. Lewis material, this one might shock you, this one might surprise you. This one is a rather controversial one. This information I get from John Todd. John Todd was part of a coven. John Todd was a fifth level witch when he became a Christian. And witches have six levels. Before a witch is initiated into a coven, he or she must study the complete works of Lewis. The fictional works of Lewis are not fictional to witches, they are history and guidelines to them. C.S. Lewis was a member of the Golden Dawn, which is a private church in England that is the oldest coven in the world, along with a fellow brother we will look at next. This is a quote from John Todd. Lewis's name was on the Golden Dawn record right up until the time I got out. He never did leave them, John Todd. This is a statement that C.S. Lewis made. The way to God is like a hallway with many doors. Many ways lead to him. And I think we all know that that's not true. There's one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Next one I want to look at is J.R.R. Tolkien, the one that was also a part of the Golden Dawn Coven with C.S. Lewis. J.R.R. Tolkien is the author of Lord of the Rings and Hobbit, and probably others. Tolkien's writings have influenced people into other occult practices, like the game Dungeons and Dragons, which is heavily influenced in Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings is not a movie just depicting spiritual warfare. It has a lot of occult symbols and connections to Freemasonry. There's a lot of games, body lifting, table lifting, where they pick up a person up off the table, Dungeons and Dragons, the Ouija board, Magic 8 Ball. I realize I'm going to be going way over time here. I'm not sure what to do. I'll try to speed up a little bit. Superstition.